Good morning, Austin, Texas. Welcome to B&E. Friday morning. Getting ready for some baseball. Keep your fingers crossed at this weather. For a second, I saw the sun shining behind me. I'm not going to say I saw blue skies, but I did see the sun peek out for a while, and hopefully we'll get this game underway. Texas versus Southern at 1 o'clock. It's going to be on the Longhorn Network. I saw that, BK. Brad Kellner joining me this morning. He's been kind enough to come in, spend a couple hours with me on this Friday morning. And once again, BK, our prayers go out to you and your family last week as you lost your grandfather. And I know that meant that was quite a test for you and getting back and all these things to do and people trying to get together for funerals and things like that during this COVID time. As things are lifting, it's still difficult to get people coming from distance to pay their tributes to your grandfather. I know that had to be difficult.
Yeah, funerals aren't fun, man.
No.
They are not fun.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of mourning and grieving going on last week. But appreciate
got to see some people that you hadn't seen in a while.
Got to see some people I haven't seen in a while. Appreciate you reaching out. Appreciate everyone reaching out, man. I've been overwhelmed by the amount of love that I've gotten from Horn listeners and just the Central Texas community. So appreciate y'all. I'm out of grandparents, Buck. I'm out of grandparents, but my grandpa lived a hell of a life, 93 years old.
That's a hell of a life right there,
and
to itself.
They think he passed of natural causes.
How awesome is that?
And he passed away in his sleep with his three daughters by his side. That's
great.
About as good as it gets. It's never easy to go. You never want to go.
No.
But if you're going to go, and we all are, that's the way you would like to go, I think.
Yeah, at some time we're going to do that. I'd also like to wish my wife a happy anniversary
yes.
today for 3 years. Joyce, thank you so very much. I'm very blessed, and it's been a privilege, and hopefully we can continue to do this for about 3 more years, and then I'll probably bail out by then.
What?
Yeah, so
is that breaking news?
Yeah, so just keep it going there.
Your marriage is halfway over.
Come on. That's
what a thing to say on your anniversary.
No, I can't wait.
Yeah, I think I'm running out of time here.
Yeah, we're going to have a great, great dinner tonight. I'm looking forward to it, and get away from the little animals, get away from the house, and just go spend some time just the two of us. So I'm looking forward to that. Zay, thank you for the last couple of days. Of course, thank you every day for what you do. And for some of the, of course, the Spec Text listeners who sent some stuff out, the word focus came in as soon as I started talking about Texas football focus. And that's a word that I know besides best, you know, be ever so tough. Focus is for our cause. You know what I'm saying? For our cause, you serve. For our cause, you serve. So
you is spelled with a Y, I believe.
Yeah. Well, no. You.
Is it folk wise?
See, you throw a U in there.
That's not how it's spelled.
I know. I forgot I got the spelling dude in here this morning. It sucks. For our cause, you serve with the S and the N and then the U. So you is okay. A U. You got that part?
I serve. You Darvish serves. Who serves?
You. You with a real U.
Okay.
Like the letter U.
Got it. Got it. Got it.
That. Got right. That guy.
What am I serving? Who's serving? Tennis?
For our cause. That means the team's cause.
Oh, okay.
No explanation needed. Focus. For our cause, you serve. You serve that cause. Right?
Explanation was clearly needed for me.
Thank you. I know.
I didn't quite get that one.
Damn it, I should have known
that. My brain
that.
Doesn't work this early
should
in the morning.
Should have not packed that one in there this morning, but I did. I brought it with me, so appreciate that. We've talked NBA basketball, of course, and say goodbye to the Lakers as they exit, or they get exited out of the playoffs for sure. Good basketball last night. And for the Mavs tonight, say goodbye to the Clippers.
Mm.
Say goodnight to this one for
How many
sure.
units?
10,000 unit play.
10,000 unit lock, Mavs?
NBA, yes, Mavs get rid of them tonight.
Now, are you just taking the Mavs plus 2.5? Can you do that? Do you have to go Mavs money line here?
Because
if you pick the Clippers to win by 2, then I'll still feel like the Mavs have a chance. And I think that would still count as your 10,000 units.
The Mavs win by 3. How about by 3 tonight?
Okay.
Is that good enough?
You're going with the money line then.
Yes, I am.
The kiss of death. Well, thanks, Buck. That means there will be a Game 7 on Sunday, so I appreciate that.
Let me just say this. You don't want to see Game 7.
No, of course not.
That's not going to work out for the Mavs. If they don't get it done tonight, that's why I'm putting the pressure on them. That's why I'm giving them all my good juju right now. They've got it. Don't worry about it. Luka will come strong. And this home, why don't you start playing better at home? Why don't you talk to your guys?
And what a weird series. Only the
Isn't
second
it a packed
series.
House? Are we
100%
limited?
Capacity.
We're not limited
no,
here?
No. Only the second series in NBA history in which the road team has won the first five games. So this is a rarefied air for both of these teams. But the good news for the Mavs, I don't know if this has anything to do with the Mavs, actually. This doesn't have anything to do with the Mavs. But the only other time this happened, the 95 Western Conference Finals, the road team won the first five games. The home team, the Houston Rockets, closed it out on their home floor in Game 6. So yeah. Hopefully history repeats itself and the Mavs can take care of business tonight.
Yes, and hopefully we're going to get this game in because it's going to start looking good outside. And also next week, the Mullet Open, 84 degrees and sunny next Friday.
Come on now.
Coming starting on Thursday. Wednesday, it's going to start lightening up here just a little bit. And we're going to have some good weather by midweek of next week.
It's about time.
I know. Sorry about that, Seattle. But yes, it is time for us to have some good weather tonight. And I think it'll start and we'll get this game on time. Today at 1 o'clock.
I hope you're right.
Get it going.
They keep pushing back the expected start of the rain, and that's good news.
Yes.
So a couple of hours ago, I was checking the weather, and there was a 60% chance of rain at 1 o'clock, which, of course, is when the game is scheduled to start. And now I'm looking at my always reliable Apple Weather app, and there's a 0% chance of rain at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, there's a 50% chance of rain at 2, a 70% chance of rain at 3, a 60% chance of rain at 4. But they keep pushing the expected starts.
Right. And what time does your show start this afternoon?
3 o'clock.
You would like that time pushed to probably 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
Well, I love my job.
Oh, here we go.
I really enjoy doing shows here at the Horn. You know, I don't want to miss out on any opportunities here.
That's right.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? I get that. Hey,
but look, if it's
nothing
for the,
like doing a 45-minute show.
If it's for the betterment of the team, and that's the decision that's made, and look, we are the home of UT Sports, so if they decide to push back UT Sports a couple of hours, then because I'm such a team player.
For our cause, you serve there, focus guy.
Exactly. I will be serving, and I will not do a show today, if that's how it has to be.
All right, we've been talking some football. We talked a little bit of Texas football. I still want to talk a little bit more before you leave here this morning, because it's always a pleasure to talk to you. But I'm not going to miss out on an opportunity to talk this. The Oaks.
Mm.
Austin FC. That's right, folks. BK and I do a podcast, and we generally get it done Sundays or Mondays. And that baby's up and running right now, and it's been an awful lot of fun talking soccer with you. And, you know, you and I learning this game kind of together is really fun. And for this soccer team, BK, they've got to start scoring some, speaking of scoring some runs, scoring some goals, doing the things that they need to do offensively. But this is a growing experience. They are starting to look. That game last week, the 0-0 game versus the Sounder, the best team in the MLS, and there's no doubt about who the best team is. It's Seattle is – you know, the perennial, we're up there every year since this thing started. That was a good game for them. That was to take a point and bring it back home to Austin. They needed to have that point. But this team's got to start finding ways to score, or that's where you start, for non-soccer people, that's where you start losing the interest.
Yeah, we've got to get used to celebrating ties, don't we?
Yes.
Now, there are good draws and bad draws in soccer. For Seattle, not a great draw. For Austin,
Great draw.
Going on the road to one of the most hostile environments in all of MLS and stealing a point, that is big time. Now, the big concern is still there for this club. They can't score. Three games without a goal. 353 minutes plus stoppage time without scoring. That's a problem. They've only scored more than one in one game this season, and they played seven. So they got to find a way to score more goals, Buck, plain and simply. But nice win, nice result, I should say, for Austin FC.
Yeah, no, and they've got a chance, I think, this month or early next month to pick up a player or two. And as we talked about in the podcast, that some of these guys need to pick up the pace. And it seems like we say that every week because it's kind of been every week here over the last. They haven't scored any goals in the last three games, and some of their designated players need to play a little bit better. They all need to play a little bit better. And Alex Ring has, you know, ever since Alex Ring went out, they've seen they've lost their offensive firepower. They really have. He still is their leader. He's going to be their leader. To me, he's the guy with the ball on his foot an awful lot. He's the one guy as a defender who can defend and also push up the offense from the midfield and from what I will call the backcourt and be a one-on-one guy. They don't have very many one-on-one players. They're generally one pass, get it off your foot, over to the guy. They seem to panic in that way. And I think during this time when they pick up some other players, you know, I call them dynamic players here or there, they're going to be able to have guys that can chase the ball up the field a little bit more and go one-on-one. I mean, we saw that last week with the Sounders. They had defenders that could shake and bake you one-on-one. They didn't have to get the ball off their foot as quick as they could because defenders were coming at them. That's what Austin is missing right now. They're missing that guy that can take that ball and say, okay, you're really going to try to guard me one-on-one. You're gonna press me, take the ball away from me. They get the ball taken away, or they looked a little nervous, and they do one-foot passes a lot.
They've got a chance to add one more designated player, and word on the street, Buck, that player will be Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I hope.
I'm just kidding.
I heard the word Messi mentioned a couple times going to Miami. Is that a possibility that Lionel Messi will end up in the MLS? Not in a million years, right?
Man, that's what some of these old guys do.
Are they
going
to give him the whole state of Florida?
They probably would. Does he want the whole state of Florida? Does anyone want Florida right now?
No, not really.
Yeah, no, that sometimes happens in MLS where world-renowned superstars who are past their prime will end their career here in the States. But they need to score. Look, one more road game. Hopefully they can win against Sporting KC. They were up 1-0 in KC the first time they played there. That's when Alex Ring went out with a red card and they gave up two late goals.
Yep.
But if they can just get some sort of result in Kansas City to give some sort of momentum coming into Austin, this team will be all right. And look, even if they don't get a result in KC, I'm not making any judgments on this team, any full judgments on this team until they play some games at home because they've been traveling a lot.
That's a lot of road games.
And as much as it sucks to start the year with 8 straight road games, well, that means like 18 of the last 26 games for this team are here at home. Yeah, they've got a chance to make up some ground.
And as we said, I'll say this, they haven't gotten blown out except for the Galaxy. That was a blowout when you think about it. That was like, I don't know, 40-3 in a football game. But other than that, they've been in there with everybody. There's nobody on that schedule that they can't beat the second time around. And we'll find out with KC. We'll find out if they can beat them the second time. They know them a little bit better. It sucks that all of a sudden you're going to play two away games at their place.
Right.
But they'll be home soon enough. And I think you have to keep the course. And I believe that Josh Wolf is keeping the course. He has a system that he wants to put in. And this is not for 1 year. This is for years. The foundation of this team is for years. And when you do get those type of players, that this is the way we're going to play the game.
2 weeks from tomorrow, Buck.
Wow.
That's the home opener. It's almost here. They're off this weekend, Sporting KC next weekend in KC, and then San Jose coming to town 2 weeks from tomorrow. Can't wait.
And I don't think anybody's falling off the wagon with this group. I think they understand what's happening. They've got 7 points. They've been in games. They've had opportunities. They just need more opportunities. They got to make more opportunities offensively, this team right now.
Yep. They need more scoring chances, and they need more goals, right?
And their designated player, Dominguez, needs to get off the ground and rolling around holding his leg for 5 minutes.
You've been on that guy for a while.
That's where people get the negative part about soccer is when a guy lays on the ground, he rolls on the ground, and you think he's done. He may be done for the season. And then 4 minutes later, and it doesn't have to be 4 minutes, it can be 30 seconds later, he pops up and runs down the pitch. That's not going to work. And, you know, we talk to people. That's probably not going to work for long. And I don't know if it's a Paraguayan way or whatever, but he's going to have to learn that people are going to get really not into that. And you see that every place that he goes now. I mean, when he goes down, that dude gets booed so bad.
I'm about a shot at Paraguay here on the show.
Sorry about that, but I'm just saying.
Those people?
Maybe that's what they do.
Wow.
Maybe that's how they play the game in that part of the world. But you know that when you lay down on that turf and it's 3 minutes gone by, and then you pop right up and I'm thinking, you've severed a leg. I mean, maybe you're going to missing the leg. But when you pop out and start running and backpedaling, that drives everybody crazy.
It's a bad bit.
It is a bad bit.
It's a bit that's been a part of this sport for as long as anyone can remember.
But can you say Austin FC, you don't see a lot of that. They don't have a bunch of players that
do
that.
You don't see a ton of that in MLS. Like, it happens more in leagues
Europe.
across the world than it does here in MLS, but it still will happen in MLS. And I've never seen a ref change a call, Buck.
No, when you're down there just looking at
whether you stay on the ground for 10 seconds or 4 minutes, the call doesn't get changed. So just get up because you're hurting your team while your ass is on the ground.
In any language, get your ass off the ground.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they understand what that means. BK, still back to football, Longhorn football. We were talking about the quarterbacks, but the bread and butter of this team is going to be number 5. He's going to be a huge part of this, which means the offensive line is going to have depth. My expectations is this line right here, they don't have to be great. They truly, They just have to have depth, and they have to have guys that are willing to put a body on a body, give this guy just a little bit of daylight. One thing that you'll see in a running back in his second year, that the lower body, his lower body strength is going to be incredible from one year to the next. Coming out of high school and to get into the weight room at college, and specifically when it comes to lower body strength, you're just going to see the difference in this kid. He's got a stiff arm. He can already keep you away from brutal hits with his stiff arm. He knows how to push players away. But his leg strength, you're going to see some incredible stuff from Bijan Robinson. But for those that want him to carry the ball 30 and 40 times, if this guy goes down, you're in a hell of a lot of trouble. This team is in a hell of a lot of trouble. So I'm into minimizing some of his carries and not worrying about him, you know, not worrying about the stat of when he carries the ball 25 times, we win the game.
Right.
To me, if he's getting in that 15 and 20 carries, he's going to make big plays. He's a big play guy anyway.
I care more about touches than carries.
Yes.
Because Bijan Robinson needs to be a part of this passing game, and I think he will be. Right, his skill set allows for him to do that, and also Steve Sarkisian loves to get his running backs involved in the passing game.
Right,
we've heard him talk about that at coaching clinics in the past. He wants his running backs to be a part of the passing game, and he thinks that they're the most underappreciated part of passing games across college football. So I care more about touches than carries. I don't think Bijan Robinson is a Ricky Williams type of guy where, yeah, you can just hand the ball off to him 30, 35 times a game, and he's going to do his thing, and he's a workhorse, and you don't have to worry about him ever getting tired because he's just that type of guy.
Yeah, and I think that lower body strength is really going to take him if he does have to have those extra carries in a particular game, an Oklahoma game, an Iowa State game, a TCU game.
Yeah.
His strength in his lower body, from as I said, from one year to the next, because he's got incredible flexibility. I mean, he's a flexible guy. You can see when he makes guys miss how flexible he is.
Oh, we saw it in Lubbock last year.
He almost broke his neck.
That nasty fall that he took, and somehow he got up off the turf and ran to the sideline like it was no problem.
Right.
Like, that's a freak of nature right there. So I want to pick your running back brain. I mean, is that the biggest difference you noticed in running backs from year one to year two? Is it that leg strength?
There's no doubt about it, because, you know, you get from high school and you get with a strength and conditioning coach at the college level, and, you know, everybody likes to look good in the upper body. All the kids do.
Yeah, like me?
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah.
But that year is spent on really getting that lower body and absorbing hits the right way, not taking hits, because the guy who's going to take the hits is Roschon Johnson. He does not make – he's that one-cut guy. He's that – give me that extra 2 or 3 yards. Everybody claps. Everybody goes crazy. But he absorbs a lot of hits. That dude doesn't make everybody miss. He uses his stiff arm well enough, but his lower body, if you look at his lower body, he doesn't have that type of that thigh element that Bijan has.
He's pretty elusive, though. I mean, he's not Bijan, but he can make some guys miss.
But he tends to want to take on hits. He likes he's the tough guy. He's the tough guy that doesn't last very long after a while.
Yeah, it's nice having Rojo
correct
as that insurance policy, and also just as that number two running back.
Well, I love to have him. I love him in short yardage. I love him getting the ball out of the backfield. The thing about getting the ball out of the backfield on swing routes for him is that first guy that comes at him, he does tend to make the first man miss, which is kind of cool. Now, he's not going to make six guys miss. Bijan can make 4 or 5 of them miss. But Rojan is going to then lower his shoulder. He's going to lower his shoulder. Mm-hmm. He's not going to protect himself enough, and he's going to fight for that extra yard. Some people will love that. Some people will go, dude, just give me the first. Go ahead and get down. Really, but you have your niche. His niche is being the tough guy, is being the ex-quarterback, tough guy, part fullback, part halfback, part receiver. He plays the all-around role. But the all-around role for him is he'll get punished.
We were talking about
– he gets punished. He gets punished at the end.
We were talking about team leaders earlier and discussing who was going to step up and be leader on this team this year, because Texas loses 6 of its 7 captains from last year. Rojo's one of those guys.
For sure.
He's one of those guys, even though he's not going to be the starter at running back for this team. He has already developed into a team leader. I mean, when he switched positions 1 week before the start of the year 2 years ago, that made him a leader. But then he's just been that leader, both with his play and with his actions in the locker room. So I think both of your running backs will be leaders on this team. But, yeah, you've got some dudes back there, man.
Got to have a third, though, for this group right now, as I said, because Rojo will get himself into some physical mismatches or try to carry guys on his back, or the next guy will come and pop him in the leg. Got to have a third. This group has to have a third.
You gotta have one, but let's not go running back rotation.
I'm never talking.
I don't want to have any discussions this year about Bijan Robinson not being on the field enough.
Yeah, the only time if Bijan's in the 24-25 carry deal, if they're up by three touchdowns, then I'm not trying to get that extra five or extra 10 carries to make him seem like he's Ricky. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. He's still a young guy in his sophomore year. That's time to get Rojo in there. But your third guy has to have a guy to go in and replace that number one guy. Rojo is not going to be your he can play in games, but he's not going to be your number one guy to last five, six, seven games during the season. Like I said, he's going to get punished. He's going to get banged up. That's going to happen to him. That's just the nature of the way he runs. That's the nature of the beast that he really is. He's a physical type of runner, and he wants to prove that to you. We've seen him try to prove that. But those things end up with shoulder injuries, with guys that hit you in the shin and all that other stuff. Bijan is a strength and finesse guy that can not only outrun you, make you miss, but he can take that stiff arm and take it and plow your face into the ground. But you're not out to prove 30 carries with him a game. That's not a good deal. It's the quality of carry that he gets. Like you said, it's the swing screen
touches
that he makes a big run on that counts. Those matter. I used to have an offensive coordinator that used to tell me about Ricky. He would say, you know, on Sunday meetings, the offensive coordinator would say to me, he'd say, Bucky, you know what? That's fabulous. But, you know, if he didn't have that 60-yard run, his average would be, I'm like, you mean that 60 and 40 and 25-yard run? He wouldn't have had that much yardage. I said, guess what? They all count.
I was about to say.
They count.
Why would you take those away?
He's just trying to say, well, he's not the ground and pound. I'm like, you know, 60-yard runs are really, really nice.
Those are great.
They're great.
Those are awesome. Some explosive plays. We haven't had enough of those here.
That's the deal.
I wouldn't mind a few more of those. I mean, Bijan averaged 9 yards a touch last year. If Tom Herman gave Bijan Robinson the ball more, he'd still be here.
There's no doubt.
He'd still be here. Just think about the games Texas lost.
And that's a damn shame.
Think about the games Texas lost last year. I mean, they lost by two to TCU. They lost in four overtimes to Oklahoma. They lost by three to Iowa State. Like, if you've got an elite playmaker like that and you feed him the rock more, you probably win those games. At least you win one of those games, and your coach is probably still here. Crazy to think about.
That is crazy.
So it's good. I have faith in Sark not making the same mistakes that Tom Herman made. Because he's shown in the past, Alabama's got better number twos than Rojo. As good of a number two as Rojo is, Alabama recruits better than anybody in the country. But still, Najee Harris was the bell cow because he was the best running back. Now, Brian Robinson got some touches for sure, but most of them came late in games when Bama was up by 40. Important games, important downs, important drives, Najee Harris was getting the ball. That's going to be Bijan here, and that's a damn good thing because that was not the case here last year.
And once again, your offensive line is not Alabama's offensive line.
No.
They don't have studs like that on this offensive line, but you have to be able to you have to be able to get bone on bone and hold up just a little while. You don't have to be a great run blocker. You just can't be a whiffer. You can't have guys whiff on this offensive line. You can't have them whiff in the run game, and you damn sure can't have them whiff in the pass game when you have to throw the football.
They looked all right as run blockers in the spring. Now, both quarterbacks were running for their lives in the orange-white scrimmage, but in terms of creating holes for Bijan and the other running backs, I thought the O-line was solid, and the hope is under Kyle Flood, they'll get even better.
Yeah, and when the season comes, I know we'll get a break, when the season comes, you're going to scheme certain guys on defense. You're not going to have Alfred Collins and say, okay, we'll take him one-on-one. Well, hell no, you're not going to do that. Your back's going to be a part of chipping and everything else with him, so he's not. You don't let one guy wreck your game plan.
Right.
I've seen that happen. I've been a part of that, as a matter of fact.
And Sark's a smart enough offensive mind to where he'll prevent that.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break, come back. BK, thank you so much, and thanks for hanging in here with me. It's Friday, B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E. He's taking a little time off. He'll be back on Monday. BK is joining me right after this. Trey Elling III will join me for more madness.
What a downgrade.
We can't talk like that. I treat everybody the same, and you should too.
Well,
you don't know about that one, though.
I don't know about Trey. Like, Trey's different. I treat most everybody the same, but Trey's in a different category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Volleyball, sand. Pats on the backside.
Got to remember, I did a show with that guy for 3 years.
Oh, my God, that's right.
I got to experience him firsthand.
Yeah, but now he's got big-time authors on all the time. He delves into Hollywood. He's into theoretical kind of stuff. You know, he's less of a sports guy and more of a socialite right now. Mm.
His podcast, Books on Pod, is great. It really is.
Is it?
And he has fantastic interviews. He's the best interviewer in Austin. I need to listen to his Chris Bosh interview. Apparently, he just talked to Chris Bosh a couple of days ago.
Yeah, he did. Yesterday, I think, yeah.
I think he released that yesterday. And, you listened to it?
Yeah, I listened to it. So good.
Dude, he just has the ability to get a lot out of people. And he reads all of the books.
Oh, he gets a rise out of me,
right?
For sure.
And he pays attention. He does his research. Great interviewer. Great podcast. So for all the flack I give Trey, I will give him that.
By the way, he doesn't know crap about sports.
Huh.
How's that? How about that?
Those are your words, not mine.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't know anything about sports.
Know anything.
He's a casual sports guy. You know what I mean?
Well, I think he stays up past 8 o'clock to watch the sports.
Oh, we're going to go there
so
again.
So he at least
Wait
does
a minute.
That.
Wait a minute. I stay up past 8.
Okay, 8:15?
If there's an event, they're not all events. I mean, the National Hockey League is not an event for me.
Come on now.
Okay,
even though
there's some cheap shots going on, and Montreal is about to work Winnipeg here over the next couple games, for sure.
More like lose a peg, am I right?
No. But they're about to start working on that Northern Division of Canadian
Look at this.
Soccer. What do you, what?
Soccer? Like, hold on,
I mean,
here. You're doing
hockey.
Great until you called it
I'm
soccer.
Sorry,
I was about to commend you for talking hockey and knowing some hockey.
Okay, you didn't know I knew they were in the Northern Division.
That's only for this year. COVID thing.
It is a COVID thing.
Yeah.
Will they be coming back to the States then? Will they be starting to come back and making the move to the States? Or is that going to be, that's the way we're going to be with the National Hockey League?
Well, next year they will be. But we're still not entirely sure what they're going to do in the next round of the playoffs. Because there's a Canada-only division,
right.
The Northern Division, as you called it. And they've only been playing Canadian teams all year long because Canada won't let you travel across international lines.
Come on, y'all.
So the next round of the playoffs, we'll pit an American team against a Canadian team. We have no idea what's going to happen. It's a mess. And there's hockey.
Yeah.
It's about...
Colorado's the favorite. They're the favorite to win.
They're awesome.
They are pretty good.
Yeah.
They really, really are. My Bruins and my bye-bye to Flyers, they never really made it to do anything, so...
They usually don't.
But teams like the Rangers that I used to follow, I used to love the Islanders because they used to win all the time.
They're still in it.
They're still
in it,
too.
They lost last night in overtime, but they're in it.
And you were up till 1 o'clock watching it, probably.
I was up till... I went to bed midway through the third quarter of the Lakers game. The hockey was done by then.
So I was smart to go to bed a little sooner after the Jazz play,
I mean,
right?
Zay said it perfectly.
Or the Nuggets played.
The Nuggets played. Why do you get those two teams confused?
There's something about that confuses me, that's all.
Okay. Zay said it perfectly. I mean, the only reason to watch that game was to watch Devin Booker do his thing. He was awesome last night. 47 points. He was ridiculous, incredibly efficient, too. But the game was never in doubt. I mean, it was 45-18, and the Suns just cruised pretty much for all four quarters. So, you could have gone to bed early and been okay.
Hey, Zay, Dame Lillard, would you say that is a really perfect jump shot that he has? Or is he just can shoot it from every angle?
I wouldn't say it's perfect.
Is it a pretty jump shot? Or
yeah,
not
it's
really?
Very pretty.
It is?
Yeah, but it's different. Like, when he shoots from basically the logo, it's so effortless. Like, I wouldn't teach that to nobody. Like, you can't. Like, there's certain guys that you just can't teach because they're one of a kind. And him and Steph.
Steph doesn't have a pretty jump shot either, does he?
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It just doesn't look like anything we've ever seen.
Right.
So you can't mimic it. Like, somebody like Devin Booker, you could, you know, he's not that fast, not that athletic. You could go out and teach your kid, hey, go watch Devin Booker film. For Dame and Steph, no, one-of-a-kind type players.
Yeah, I mean, because I can go back, and of course I'd have to go back years and years to watch guys at perfect jumpers, Jerry West and guys like that, you know, Walt Frazier, watch those guys shoot. But I can watch Kevin Durant and look at Bob McAdoo. They had the same type of jumper, kind of that two-handed kind of jump shot.
KD can't mimic that either.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Seven-footer, shoes over his head. Absolutely not.
Isn't that something?
Guys like him and Dirk, yeah, just can't do it.
Love talking football with you, BK, and the USFL will return.
Does that do anything for you?
2022.
I mean, I wasn't around when the USFL was a thing. So.
You know what it'll do something for me? If Donald Trump becomes the owner of the Generals again, that'll pump me up.
Is that going to happen?
Who knows?
No chance, dude.
Who knows?
I mean, a lot
They're
of people...
They're talking about bringing back some of the original uniforms, the names, I mean...
A lot of people blame Donald Trump for
the
USFL falling apart, right?
Oh, he
Wrong.
Wanted, he wanted to dominate that deal.
Well, he wanted to be an NFL owner, and he wasn't allowed to. And then he tried to, I guess, partner up the USFL. No, he wanted to have the USFL compete against the NFL.
Right.
Which was never going to work.
He wanted Herschel Walker, Reggie White,
yeah.
Doug Flutie. He had Doug Flutie as his quarterback with the Generals, as a matter of fact.
Look, I'm not going to complain about the USFL because I love football. Like, I want football to happen 365 days a year. So
I don't understand what happens to my guy, The Rock, who brought the other
It's coming
group.
Back. The XFL's coming back next year.
Next year in
yeah,
the spring.
Yeah, he so and his ex-wife slash business partner. That's a weird bit, isn't it? Could you imagine being business partners with your ex-wife?
No.
Right. I think most people would agree with that. And that's The Rock's business partner. Like, he went all in on the XFL with
Once again, Zay,
his ex-wife.
Guess what? He had to. That's called cheaper to keep her.
Mm.
He had to split that in half and then be a part of it, or he was going to find himself financially in a little bit of trouble.
The probably. Rock?
Yeah, well, yeah, split that. You know, okay, we'll do half. I'm really the boss, but we'll do half, and I won't leave you out of this deal.
Yeah. No, it's coming back, too. I mean, I'm all
both
about football.
Both at the same time, huh, in the spring?
They'll both be in the spring.
You're not going to watch both of those.
I'm going to watch both of those.
Wow.
Yeah, it's football, man. I love it. I'm not going to be as in tune to those leagues as I am with the NFL or college football, but I'll be watching it, and more importantly, my cousin will be betting on it.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
what is wrong with
That's
you?
A huge part of this.
No, it's not.
Yes,
you can't. You work too hard. Well, I was going to say you work too hard for your money, but I better take that back. You get money. You receive money
yeah.
for your work.
Yeah,
but you can't put it on those games.
Why not? There's money to be made, Buck.
Yeah, it is money to be made.
I have my cousin to call.
You got any kids? You don't have to worry about any.
I got 1,000 Usenet locks that need to be placed.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the United Negro College scholarship fund at your house.
No,
where you have to keep that money for the scholarships and paying for those educations. That ain't happening
no.
at your place.
Yeah, no, I really don't know how to.
You don't
respond
even have
to
a
that.
Dog.
I don't have a dog. My family's got 4 of them. I can see a dog whenever I want. Everyone in my family has dogs besides me. I'm good. There are dogs everywhere in the city. I love dogs. I love pets. There are dogs everywhere.
You don't even have a pet.
I don't have a pet.
Can I get you a pet?
No, I don't
for
like
the house.
I don't like responsibility, dude. Like, a job is hard enough. I don't want other responsibility. Like, I don't want any plants. People try to give me plants. I've got relatives who buy me plants. Like, oh, yeah.
I get you food and drink.
Take care of this. I don't want a plant.
I get you food like Coca-Cola, the stuff that I can't drink. I bring you stuff like Coke.
Well, I'll eat that. I'll drink that.
Okay.
That's not responsibility. That's just taking advantage of free stuff.
That's just stuff I can't use. I'm not supposed to drink it or eat it, but I know you would.
No, BK, you only have to water this plant once a week, dude. It's not hard. Yeah, it is hard.
The way millennials have ridiculously made plants a thing in life is very, very unfortunate.
Does your lady?
Thank God, no.
Okay.
Thank
you found
God,
a good one
no.
then.
Yes.
Somebody says, became a question mark. There's dogs all over the city. Where are these dogs at? I mean, are they running loose like in the streets?
Dude.
The dogs all over the city.
Just go to
you need to be more like a dog.
Yeah.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Just go to Zilker Park on any given day, and you're going to see a million dogs. And there are still more. Like, there obviously are a ton that need adopted. So there are still more dogs out there than owners here. But there are still dogs everywhere.
Okay.
Everyone's got a dog in this
thing. I never thought about it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's just responsibility, man. I'm not ready for that. I haven't hit puberty yet, dude. I can't take that type of stuff on.
You're not 12 anymore. This thing is moving upon you. You realize that, right?
I don't know, dude.
You still
act like I'm 12, so if I act like that, that means I can pretend
work that
like
way.
I am. Right?
I still act like I'm 15, but I'm 65,
yeah.
And that stuff isn't working.
Yeah, you're old.
It's right. It is. Oh, my God. I'll be 66 here this month.
Oh, man.
We're coming up on that deal.
That's terrifying.
No, you don't need a pet. You're right about that. Pets are really, they are responsible. They like having kids. Ask Zay about his new dog that lives in a cage and stuff.
Not Hold on, Champ does not live in the cage.
Dude,
Champ's doing very well.
Dude's not allowed to have the dog just roam the house. He lives in a cage.
Wow.
Right?
No, not right at all. We're training Champ right now, so he could be nice and good in the crib by himself.
Oh, he is he doing like right now?
When, yeah. We got
when your fiance's out and you're here working for the 4 hours, Champ can stay at the house by himself?
Not necessarily, but we're in the process of training him.
Puppy.
To where, he's a puppy, 6 months.
Yeah.
To where he'll be good by, let's say, September.
You wouldn't bring Champ in here to crap in the corner, right?
No.
You understand that dog could crap in the corner.
Yeah, after Deuce Gate, I'm a little terrified.
about Deuce Gate. Huh?
I don't want to talk about it.
I can't believe
I don't want to talk about
you had
those
your
people.
Face within 2 feet of a pile of dog crap. Do you go to bed at night thinking about that every night? Because I would. I mean, that's a low right there, man. That's bad. You were working out on the ground on all fours next to dog Deuce.
Nope. It's just like
a hot steaming pile of it, too.
It wasn't even a pile. I think it was hard. The dog must have been eating hard food. They didn't feed it out of a can. So it was hard over there. I did not smell it.
Dude.
You know, I didn't. We don't need to go back to that, man. That was just gross.
I mean, that is bad. I can't believe that. I'll never be able to believe that.
Did I say anything about those guys this weekend? Did I let them go back? It's Friday, right?
Yeah.
They had the nerve to bring a dog in here. A dog.
Well, people bring dogs here all the time. That's not the issue. The dog crapping in the studio is the issue.
This is where this is our place.
This is
where we work out. This is where we live. This is where we sit. This is where we have stuff in drawers. No, a dog shouldn't be in this room. A dog outside in the hallway, once again, is cool. There's dogs out there all the time. There's more dogs in here than there are people in this place over the last year and a half.
You're proving my point.
Yes.
There are dogs everywhere in this town. Everywhere. And I love them. I love dogs. I'm a dog. I'll pet any dog in the world. But
by the way, now that the sales team is back in this building,
uh-oh,
there'll be more dogs. There'll be more appointments. There'll be more dogs sitting up in here in a place of business, allegedly.
It's the Lost Creek Zoo.
That's what you call it.
That's what I call this place. And at some point, Champ's going to be here, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing Champ.
Yeah. No, hell no.
I'm bringing Champ.
Up in here?
Yes.
To sit in that room with you, just sit right there?
Cooling. Chilling.
Come on now.
First of all, once again, dogs aren't people. They're animals.
Mm.
They're not your sister. They're not your brother. They're not your wife. I know you like to treat them like family. They're pets.
Oh, they're family. They're not your brother, your sister, your wife, but they're family. They're part of the fam. I'm a believer in that.
Ask Mike Vick if they're family or not.
Mm. Oh.
Treat them like business partners. That's what he was doing. They were business partners for that dude.
Oh, bad.
All right, let's take a quick break. Come right back. BK's in the house Friday.
What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstadt Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstadt Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
I know it's hot.
These nuts.
The Dallas Mavericks will be hot tonight, baby.
Come on now.
As they eliminate the Clippers, that's for sure. BK joining me this morning. Appreciate that. As you get ready, getting ready to come to the top of the hour, where Trey will slide up on in here. But say, what do we got? What's hot or not, my friend?
Thanks, Buck. So the VCU baseball team has won 20 straight games, and they will be in the Mississippi State regional plan today. And I guess you could thank Rochelle Ryan, porn star, who claims that she is the good luck charm for VCU. She went on her Instagram by saying, "Guess I was the good luck charm for VCU baseball this season. They haven't been to the tournament in 6 years. Kick ass this weekend, boys. Make this Cougar proud." And last year, she went on social media and said that she wants to find one of the VCU baseball players to help out, in air quotes. And
what?
Yeah.
I have not heard this story.
And now VCU's won 20 straight games.
That means she's found them.
She's found more than one of them.
That's what I'm thinking. She's found a few on that baseball team.
So she's taking credit for this, huh?
Slump. Yeah. She's taking credit.
Well, they never had any slumps. They were so good, so she wasn't a slump buster.
Was she around?
She's just a buster.
Was she around when Shaka Smart led VCU to the Final Four in 2011? Is that...
That would make a lot of sense.
How he was able to pull that off?
Come on, man.
That's the reason he got the job here at Texas, was because of Rochelle Ryan?
My goodness. Porn star?
Let me pull up a picture of Rochelle Ryan, Buck, just so... well, really, just for research, you know?
Yes,
nothing.
I understand.
I have no other...
That's somebody's daughter, so yeah.
End goal here. Let's go. Let's go with the image search here. What do we think, Buck? You in on this?
She's an attractive lady.
Very politically correct of you.
Well, yeah. Well, she looks like a porn star.
Yeah, well, she is one.
She's an attractive porn star.
How about that? All right. I might throw some coin on VCU then.
There you go.
I might have to.
Speaking of running to the championship.
I don't know anything about VCU baseball. I didn't know they had a baseball team. My bet on them now to come out of that Starkville Regional. Give me that.
Tell me this. What's your weather finder saying? We getting this game on at 1 o'clock?
The VCU game?
No, this game, the Longhorn game.
You're asking
the
about
the one that matters, the one that counts.
The Rochelle Ryan precipitation? Is that what you're
looking
for?
I know. It's always raining where she is. Believe me.
I am. All right. I'm pulling up the Weather Channel app right now, which I think is a little bit more reliable than the Apple Weather app.
Okay.
1 o'clock, 16% chance of rain. 2 o'clock, 18% chance of rain.
Okay. There's an hour in. What's that? Four innings?
3 o'clock, 59% chance of rain.
You're still not raining.
4 o'clock, 59% chance of rain.
Okay.
5 o'clock, 63% chance of rain.
We can get past the, six or seven innings for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you'll get 2 hours if it doesn't start raining until 3. You'll get 2 hours in. But, enough to make a game official. But in the tournament, they won't do that. They'll delay a game as long as they have to, methinks.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get this game in. But it looks like, and who knows, because they're weather guessers and they're wrong all the time. But as of right now, it looks like this game is going to start.
I believe so.
At 1 o'clock.
Good.
Which is good.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll get finished or it'll be close to the end, and they will have a lot of runs, and they'll say, okay, it's ending anyway.
If they want to delay it a little bit, I'm okay with that.
I know, because you're thinking that with your heart, how hard you've worked and everything else, that it's okay to have a little bit of a break.
I could use some time off. I only took 4 days off last week, but I could use some time off.
Again?
Come on now. You got to call me out for a death in the family? You can't do that.
No, I can't do that.
You can't play that card right there.
No, I'm never going to play that. That's never going to fly.
Yeah.
Never should fly, but believe me, you'll find very soon other times that you need to be away.
Oh, we got Jewish holidays coming up. There's always a Jewish holiday coming up, and I'm the only Jewish person here, so nobody knows about them. So I can get away with anything.
You take on every holiday, don't you?
If I took on every holiday, I'd be gone more than I was here.
That's what I'm saying. You take on every holiday.
Coming from you?
Yeah, but I...
Coming from you!
I kind of think that I don't do that any longer.
You don't take the Jewish holidays because you're not Jewish.
I got that part.
Take other days.
What are you now trying to call me Chad Hastings or something?
Well, I don't know if anyone's Chad Hastings.
You know, is that what you're saying? Yeah. That I'm now the new Chad or something?
I love Chad Hastings, but the week off to go to Lago Vista is an interesting bit.
That dude went 3 weeks last year, I think. Something like that.
Oh, come on, man.
That ousted me, did it not? Last year's?
No. You're still the king. You'll always be the king of vacation here, dude.
Thank you.
No one's even close.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you've got a different vacation policy than the rest of us.
I tell you what, there's going to be something because I'm going to head to that wonderful golf course that they have out in Terra Lingua out there. One of the best public courses there is.
Is that in Spain or something?
It's happened in Mexico and half at Big Bend. So I'll take my ride out to Big Bend. Fly there. Get in that car and get to Big Bend in 6 hours, not 8 hours, but I'll get there on Highway 10 and go play. I think it's called Black Hawk Crossing or something like that. It's a beautiful public course, one of the best in the state of Texas, they're saying right now. Golf Weekly says it's the best around.
And then you're going to go to Mexico or something?
Now, one of the holes is in Mexico.
One of the holes is in Mexico? What, do you need a passport to play one hole?
I think you just hit the ball over to the green over there, but you don't go over and get it.
Okay.
Somebody else will pick it up.
What?
I don't think you cross over that
board. What kind of bit is that?
That's a great bit.
What is it, like the 18th hole at the mini golf place? You just lose your ball? It's gone?
You can hit a ball on the green. It's in Mexico. But you don't actually...
You don't get it back?
You don't get it back.
Oh, you don't putt? Well, for me, that's good. I don't need to putt.
I don't think you're allowed to walk across the Rio Grande there and then get your ball. Just leave it. Right?
Okay, you're making all this
up. I'm serious. You're going to go look that up. BK, thank you so much for being here with me. And Trey's coming up next, man. Have a great day. I know you're going over to find a way to get over to Dish Vox somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have to do your show. It starts at 3 o'clock. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. Trailing the Third will join us. BK, thank you very much.
Thank you.